And grace is a flow. It's a flow that we cannot generate because the source is God. He generates grace. We can access grace by faith. Faith is something we can generate and can cultivate, but grace is there. It's there all the time. It's not something, well, I'm going to generate some grace. No, grace is always there. We access it. It flows. It's always been flowing, and we've spoken about how it was there at the creation to bring the activity of the Holy Spirit upon creation, the entire universe. It's the flow from God of his goodness and creative power and his love. We can generate faith. Generate faith by believing. That is how we apply ourselves to believing and trusting. And we can cultivate faith, which is that which God gives us, by receiving. So faith has got two aspects. We press in and believe, and then that gift of faith that God brings, we actually receive. So grace is something that we have access to as we enter into something that's already there. It's something waiting to be found. In the Old Testament, it didn't say they grabbed a hold or they pursued grace. It says Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. God said to Moses, "You have found grace in my sight." And in Hebrews chapter 4, it says, "Come boldly to the throne of grace, that you might receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." It's there to be found. It's there to access. We come boldly to that throne. So I'd like to revisit the Jabez prayer that I spoke about a couple of weeks ago, because that's a story of grace. It's a story of a man who wanted to be able to cause blessing in other people's lives. He was a man who was given an unfortunate name, Jabez, which means causes pain. And he most probably thought of himself as being bad news. He's the man that causes pain. There could have been many reasons. We've discussed that in the past. But at the moment, just to look at the reality of this man's prayer, whose name meant causes pain, and he knew that wasn't good. He prayed that he might cause blessing instead of being bad news to everyone, including himself. And he prays this beautiful prayer, "Lord, bless me indeed. Enlarge me. I want your hand on my life. Save me from evil, that I will not cause pain, but that I can be a blessing." That's the grace journey. The most sensible thing he could do is to ask the blessing of God. So we can be occupied with bad news or good news. If you can think of your life in any one given day, how much of your mind is occupied with bad stuff, difficult stuff, tiresome stuff, vexing stuff? It can be adversity. It can be things of the past. It can be worry about the future, but it's bad news. Well, that's a waste of time. I mean, we do all do it. But I just want to draw the comparison today that we can be occupied in our minds with bad news or good news, because they both exist together at the same time. Bad news can shrink your soul through anxiety. Well, bad news can expand your heart through faith if you know the good news. You can't deny that there's bad news. You can't deny that bad things happen. But what choice do we make in our mind? Where do we want to live from? There are certain medical instruments that people have. If you've ever had to have your blood pressure monitored, there's a thing called a Holter monitor that you can wear all day long. And you wear it all day long, and you might know whether you can't be thinking consciously, I'm getting high blood pressure now. Very hard to tell. But this thing will tell you. At the end of the day, you get the reader, oh yes, you had blood pressure, high blood pressure there, and there, and there, and there. I don't know if there's any monitor that we can physically wear, but the Greek word for spirit is pneuma. And I'm thinking, well, what about a pneumatometer? I wonder if we could, at the end of the day, just say, well, let's have a look at the readout today. How much bad news did I occupy my mind with today? How many times did I let anxiety start to shrink my soul? Well, how many times did I face these challenges and realize that I could be expanded and enlarged by faith in this? That's the Christian walk. That's why it is an overcomer's walk. It's not, there's no more bad news. Yes, there's bad news, but there is good news, and that's what we occupy our mind with, and that's called the renewing of the mind, and that's where grace comes in. But think seriously about that. Because I've been practicing this and catching myself and thinking, whoops, out of there, into here, into the good news. 1st thing Jabez said was, bless me indeed. You think of the most beautiful prayer of blessing in the Old Testament, called the Aaronic blessing. You've been to weddings or certain occasions, dedications of children, there's often the Aaronic blessing, which says, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his countenance shine upon you and be gracious to you. You know, the Lord give you grace. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. That's a beautiful blessing. That simply says, Lord, let me dwell in your presence. Let your face, your countenance. In fact, the word for faith, or rather for countenance, in the Old Testament, let me get this right, is panim, which means presence. It's the same word, panim, in the presence of God, in the face of the Lord. So that's the first thing that Jabez prayed. It's the place of all spiritual blessing. Presence of God. Phase one of faith is looking upon me lovingly with goodness in his heart. Phase one. I am loved. And that was the beginning for Jabez. So he wants us to know we're blessed by that presence. Then Jabez said, enlarge me. That means expand me. our heart can be expanded by faith or constricted by anxiety or other negative things, unbelief. And in Matthew, it speaks about how to pray to the Lord, to know where to find that space, to go to a place. Matthew 6, verse 6, when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees the hidden things will reward you openly. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean going to another room, but it means that there's within us, we've got rooms. We've got a room that we go to find God. And we see here that we're to close the door. And when you go into that place in your heart to be with the Father in secret, you close the door on the other things, the bad news. You close one door and you're in another space where your territory can be enlarged. In the old covenant, the territory was real estate, the promised land. Now it is the heart. And that's what can be now enlarged. The territory can become spacious to contain the faith that allows you to trust. And you pray to your Father. He sees the things that you bring to him. You close the door of your imagination. So you close that behind you. But you don't close the door of faith in front of you. That starts to open up. And faith opens up your territory. David wrote in the Psalms, he was a man that did this. He would get together with God. In Psalm 31, he says, you've considered my trouble. You've known my soul in adversities. It's the same prayer, really. Your Father, he sees the hidden things. He knows what's happening. You've known my soul in adversities. You haven't shut me up into the hand of the enemy. In other words, I can close the door on that. You have set my feet in a broad place. That's the enlarged space. These are things to do. These are spiritual exercises. I find that this little five-step thing that Jabez does, ask God's face to be upon him, to go in and see that place of faith enlarged, are ways in which you can, by the end of the day, say, yeah, I did this five times today, and actually I began to grow. In the midst of everything, I found a place. I'm now able to see things differently. Faith is a walk. And there are these prayers in the Word of God that show us how God has spoken to people who've come to him for this kind of help. So that space is about an expanding heart. There's no ladder that you can reach to heaven. Not because, even though in the Old Testament, Jacob saw a ladder going to heaven, that's fine, angels descending it. But with Jesus, he's actually gone up the ladder, he's taken the ladder away and he's saying, I'm there and you're with me now and heaven comes to you. We're in a place now where we're not trying to climb anywhere to reach heaven. We live in an expanded place in our hearts to receive heaven. I want to say that again because each one of these things is something to get into our mind. You think, if only I could get to God. God's there. He's not trying. If only I could reach him. He's there. Receive him. Close the door on the other things. What's happening in your mind? I've got all these worries and problems. Well, go into the room, close the door, And your Father who knows these things, he'll set your feet in a broad place. You'll be enlarged. The next thing Jabez did was, he said, let your hand be upon me. In Isaiah 49, there's another place to go to. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver, he hid me away into a sure place. That's a place where the hand of God is with you, where you're hidden. We're told that we're seated with him. We have a place at the table with Jesus. So number one, there's his face. Number two, there's the space. And now we have this place at the table, seated with him. You're seated with him, standing with him, we're walking with him. Think of somebody like that. Think of this person I'm talking about. Think of Jesus. It's given you a place. Hiding in the shadow of his hand. And you're walking with him. Think of somebody like that walking with you and they put their hand upon you. What would you feel? Just feel that sense of, oh, he likes me. That's affirmation. It's appreciation. That's affection. That's reassurance. That's encouragement. You must see me as a friend. That hand that wants to form me, shape me, polish me, not just inform me, but form me. That's the place where I now can occupy my heart and my mind, knowing I'm in your hand. Next thing that Jabez asked was that you would save me from evil. David did the same thing. He said, the Lord is my fortress. I can enter and be safe. No one can follow me in and slay me. That's the safe place. He's a rugged mountain where I hide. He's my saviour, a rock, a base on which I stand and none can reach me. He's a tower of safety. He is the base of operation for spiritual warfare. So we have those four things. His face shines upon us. He enlarges the space of our heart because we close the door on one thing and open it up with expectation and hope. He puts me in a secure place in his hand. And then he protects me. Puts my feet upon a rock. There's a solid base, a fortress where the enemy can't come, he cannot come. We're now prepared by grace and for grace. Final thing that Jabez said to God was, if you can do all this for me, Lord, then you will cause me not to cause harm to myself and, of course, to anybody else. Because if you're causing harm to yourself by the way you're thinking, you're inevitably going to cause harm to everybody around you. It'll happen, unfortunately. Jabez didn't want that. So think of the choice you've got. You can be in a place of bad news in your head. Figure out how you can measure that through the day. I'm not saying deny that there's bad news. I'm just saying, how much time does that occupy and constrict you and rob you of joy and peace? Just think about that as a possibility that you might ask yourself. You don't have to. But if you don't know, you don't know. You just get caught up with bad stuff. There's too much of it around today. There's also good news. Think of how many times you do your re-entry from that into the special place where you can close the door on that. You see, it's not going to go away. The bad news is not going to go away. But you are going to become a different person so that you can face that bad news as a different person. I don't know what bad news is. I don't know how to describe it. It's all kinds of things. It can be trivial. It can be huge. But you can only expend so much energy in your day. You'll know when you've expended too much. And you can only expend the energy that you've got, that you know you've got, you can only expend it from either one source or another source. Where's the energy going to come from that you spend through the day? Is it going to come from your own braced, ready, tightened up anxiety? Oh, this is not going to get me, this is not going to get me. Is it coming from that place of I'm going to retaliate before something even happens? Or can we access another source where there's a flow? Within us, we've got two fountains. And the book of James says, does a fountain send forth fresh water and bitter water from the same opening? No. You're either going to be flowing from one source or the other. And the taste in your mouth and in your heart and in your head and in your emotions is going to be one taste or the other. You're going to know if you've accessed grace or not. And we're on this earth to live a life of faith. We're saved by grace. And we live by grace. If we're coming from the wrong flow, then we're doing ourselves a disservice. It's as simple as that. That's why I love this prayer. You can try as hard as you like to be a spiritual person, but it's not a ladder. It's a place. It's an expanding heart that receives heaven. With freedom and empowerment to bless and to save. So I've been through the week walking along thinking, oh, I can't remember all those things, go through all of that, which I've just been through to you this morning, and you've heard it all now. So what I did was I put little words in front of each one. This is just a little trick that I gave myself through the week. And I say, face, space, place, base, grace. Haven't worked out a tune for that yet. Can I say, I think it's written on there. Is it written down there? But maybe I forgot to put. Okay. So I just. Have you got a tune? should get Matthew and Nick. Yes. Face, space, place. Base, grace. So the face is his presence. The space is the enlargement of the heart. The place is in his hand. The base is that rock on which we stand, and no enemy can come and take us. And the grace is what we have tapped into that flows to us first and then through us to bring blessing. Amen.